Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Today is September the 15th, 2019, and this is episode 544 of the Overseas Connection podcast. We're a gaming podcast for the more wise and mature gamer who stays just a bit off from centre. We broadcast live weekly on Sundays at 9 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central. We can't forget those guys in the middle. You can find us on twitch.tv/overseaspodcast, mixer.com/overseaspodcast, but that's not working tonight, apparently,
nope.
And youtube.com/overseaspodcast. I'm your host tonight, so we are scraping the barrel if I'm hosting. I am the legit Chinny, Peter Chin, and yeah, I'm your host tonight. It must be bad.
It's bad.
Along with me tonight, we have three more guests spinning the decks as elegantly as he does. He might have missed the intro music,
yeah.
But he's here with us tonight, smiling and looking great. It's Mr. Mark Annitz.
Hello. Yeah, we didn't miss the intro. You three did, but everyone else didn't.
Well, we all need to hear it.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. We're the one that count. Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, welcome on the show, Mark.
Thank you.
We also have someone who I've never podcasted before with, Mr. Gary DeFelice.
Hello, my good friends. Yes, this is Gary DeFelice, the real Devo. Nice to hear your voice, Pete. And see, their beautiful red hair. It's as gorgeous as they describe it.
The beard's gone now, though.
Yeah, never mind. Need the beard back. Let's go.
And now, in the middle of America, we have Kim Woods.
Howdy, y'all. You know, glad to be here, I think.
Says that very enthusiastically. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Yeah.
Well, welcome on the show, Kim. So,
thank you.
We haven't got any new Twitch or Podbean followers to give you tonight, so we'll move on to birthdays. I don't know of any others, but my stepdaughter is 21 on tomorrow, actually.
Wow.
Kira's... Kira's off celebrating. I don't know where she's gone today, actually. Her boyfriend just took her out on a surprise journey away, and she's gone out for the day tomorrow, and she'll be back tomorrow evening so we can take her out for a meal and, you know, give her a present and all sorts. But we've spent the weekend pretty much celebrating her birthday. So if we haven't got any more birthdays to mention, then we'll hopefully play a little jingle, Mark.
Does she prefer Minions or Cliff Richard?
Cliff Richard all the way.
Right.
Congratulations and celebrations.
It's enough of that shit, right? Carry on.
Okay. Now we've got all that intro out of the way, let's go to story time.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Well, even with the technical glitches, we're still in front of time, even if Greg and Bongo was here spinning the decks and hosting. So we're doing well so far.
Right under the bus.
Yeah, do we need to say where they are? It's like, Greg's out wine tasting again.
Yeah, hell, Greg's probably hungover. Yeah. What are you talking about?
That's really wine tasting. He'll be getting drunk.
Yeah, he'll be having hair of a dog again. Now what? He'll be on his second lot of wine tasting today.
Oh, boy. No thanks.
Yeah. And Bongo's got... lots and lots on, apparently, so he's got lots of stuff going on to do, so he can't make it.
All that planning for EGX.
Yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah, what's happening that Saturday night? Do we know yet?
It's this week?
No.
I haven't got a clue. So it's between the, I think, 16th and 20th of October we're going down there.
Friday the 18th, I'm going down Friday afternoon. We're spending the day in EGX on a Saturday. We've got tickets for Saturday, me and my lad. And then we're having a bit of a do Saturday night, apparently, but I don't know where yet.
Yeah. Who knows? What's this space, eh?
Chill out a bit Sunday morning and sat at home Sunday afternoon.
Okay, story time then. Gary, you've not been here for a while. It'd be great to find out what you've been up to. So you can take the hot seat.
Yeah, sure. Like, so like, as you guys said, my kids are keeping me pretty active with sports now. School's back. So I got my daughter playing soccer at school for the middle school. My older guy playing varsity soccer for his school. My older son playing varsity football. So that's been keeping me busy. My daughter's club soccer team is playing on Sundays now, which is not so convenient for this. And some games like last weekend, which was in Albany, 4 hours from the house, keeping me pretty damn busy. But between all that, before that was going on, I was doing college visits. And I don't think I even mentioned this on this show. We went up to SUNY Buffalo and we went to the Falls and I hung out with good old friend of the show, Fraser.
Yeah, you met Fraser. Yeah, we'll be meeting Fraser soon.
And yeah, you guys were just talking about that. Reminded me. So we got to spend a nice day at the Falls. When he got there, I was doing a zip line down into the fall, into the belly of the Falls. And then we went out and got some dinner and he brought his wonderful wife with him. And it was really cool getting to see him. And he's as engaging and lovely and friendly and as you would expect in person, you know.
Did he talk about PUBG a lot?
He's still playing PUBG a lot, but not exclusively. I think he's kind of mixing around a little bit, but that's still his go-to.
And how long was this zip line?
You know, it was pretty long. I don't remember. Maybe a quarter mile?
Kim, I don't know why you're laughing. I was asking a serious question.
There's a video of it.
Kim makes a video. The end of everything.
It's my job.
I'm trying to find the photo of what you posted, Gary. When did you meet him?
Gosh, it was summer for sure. Probably
going about that far. Jeez,
probably mid-August. Right. I don't know if I posted the video up. No. It was kind of early. We had just started doing the World According to Gar cast, so maybe like I would say it's maybe about 8 or 9 weeks ago, because that show we're up to like episode 11 now. So
there's a lot of videos and pictures of Greg drinking wine, but that's about it.
Well, you know.
So he is a lovely person, and I am jealous. It should be a nice time out there for EGX. I wish I could be there with y'all.
Oh, we wish you could be there too.
But yeah, my wife would kill me. So that's me.
Good. Okay. All right, well, let's go back in order then. Mark, you've got some really exciting news for us.
Yeah. After years and years of jealousy of hearing about everyone's man caves, Robin's got a massive man cave. He's got a massive triple garage thing where it's converted. You've got your loft. And I've just got this little tiny corner in the living room with a small desk crammed with full of monitors and keyboards and everything.
It's got a man corner.
Yeah, man corner, yeah. But now my son's hardly ever here anymore. We've got two bedrooms upstairs. One's for the granddaughter, one's his bedroom. We're now moving Mia into the larger bedroom, and the little bedroom is going to be my man cave. It's not going to be late October till we get it all finalised, moved and everything. But yeah, I'm going to get me on man cave. So I'm over the moon. I'm really excited for that.
Okay, so Mark, so with the rest of the space then, what are you intending to do with all of it? Because you're just in a little corner now. Obviously, you're going to feel like you're in this massive TARDIS. So what are you going to do?
I hadn't even thought about it yet. I know I'm going to obviously get some longer desks so I can spread the monitors out more. So, like, the main one's going to have... I want that stand where you can mount three monitors on at once.
Oh, right,
curve it. Because at the moment I've got one on the desk and one on a mount, and I've got the Mac on the desk and then one above it. So I've got, like, four monitors just blaring me in the face here in the corner. So I want it to look neater and tidy that way. And like everyone else has got, they've got the pictures on the walls and all the like mementos and souvenirs on shelving and that. I want to start all that crap, don't I?
Good.
He'll also have a firefighter's calendar on the wall. So
maybe not.
Maybe the women of Detroit become human.
Yeah, Chloe. Yeah.
Is that it from you, Mark?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, apart from a boring week. I actually had 2 days off last week. Took them last minute annual leave because I got a sty on my inside of my eyelid and it swelled up and I couldn't hardly see out of it. So I took a couple of days off work. So I've had a nice, easy going week this week. Quite a bit of gaming as well, actually, which we'll find out.
Well, yeah, Shell said to me, like, about 5 minutes after saying that you've got this problem with your eye, hang on, how's he playing Gears of War 5? Yeah, and I said, oh, yeah, okay.
Well, it's a bit different when you're at work, isn't it? Because health and safety and all that crap, you can't be.
Yeah.
Gears of War, you're all right.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, Mark. Kim, what have you been up to?
Nothing, pretty much. I went grocery shopping, and then I went with my sister to a job interview that was like an hour and a half away, and y'all heard about me. Oh, my God. That was... And I just looked at her, and I says, are you seriously going to drive an hour and a half for a fucking job? Well, now she's starting to maybe second-guess that decision, so we'll see. Because there's no way in hell. Well, like I said, it's an hour and a half away, so it's... Hell, I don't know, but it's like I said, it's an hour and a half there, it'd be an hour and a half back, and that's after working 16 hours. So, yeah, I don't think so. But,
Sometimes it can take me an hour and a half to get back from work, and I only work, 11, 12 mile away from work.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's further than that, so.
Traffic for you.
Yeah, So other than that, that's about it. It's been kind of a... week around here. I mean, same shit, different week. So,
okay.
Has she found out about the job? Has she got it? Or?
They gave her the job. But like I said, now she's kind of questioning, and maybe she can't find something a wee bit closer.
Yeah.
You know, even if it does consider taking a pay cut, because they're willing to pay her like 11 something an hour. But like I told her, I said, yeah, by the time you take out gas and everything else, wear and tear on the vehicle, you're not going to be making that much. So, I don't know. So once she listened to me, I'm a little shocked. That doesn't happen.
Okay.
Yeah. So other than that, my nephews were down this weekend. Tony spent the night, and I got to see Owen a little bit there a couple hours ago. So, yeah, not all bad.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's about it. Playing Gears and Torchlight and reading some more on the Elf and that sort of thing. So...
Okay, well, we'll move on to that soon then. Myself, Shell's got a new job, which I probably mentioned before, and she doesn't need a car anymore. So we've sold a car this week. And this week has been one of those weeks where we're just renewing utility contracts and all the boring stuff that you have to do as an adult.
Playing the game of life.
Yeah. So, renewing like phone bill contracts and your TV stuff and insurances, car insurances. And obviously, with selling the car, you have to alter your different insurance documents. So, it's just been boring adult stuff, really. Nothing fantastic. So, apart from yesterday, all the girls went out to an afternoon tea, and I joined them later on for a couple of drinks at a local bar. And that was nice, but yeah, just adult stuff really. So, I guess we'll switch on to game time.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Okay, Kim, would you be happy to run through our monthly freebies, please?
Sure. Let me scroll down to that specific part.
Yeah, because some of them change tomorrow, don't they?
Yes, they do, as a matter of fact. Alrighty, your games with gold for this month are Hitman, the complete first season, available now through the 30th. We are. I don't know why I get this one wrong. What? We were here, not we are here, available September 16th through August 15th. That'll be available tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Today's the last day to get Earth Defense Force 2025. And then tomorrow you can get Tekken Tag Tournament 2, which is available the 16th through the 30th. And of course, those are also backwards compatible. I think we all know that by now. Your PS Plus games are Batman, Arkham Knight, and Darksiders 3. And then for your Twitch games, if anybody plays those, apparently we don't. Anyway, Yoku's Island Express, Stealth Inc. 2, A Game of Clones, Chicken Assassin Reloaded. That'd be the game I'd play right there, the Chicken Assassin. Manuel Samuel also for your Twitch games. So go get your free, not free games. I think that's what we're calling them. So,
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Cool. All right. Let's go to the games that we've played then over the past week or 6 months, Gary. But we'll start with Mark, though, first.
It's not that off, believe me.
Oh, no, yet. Mark, give us an insight in what you've been playing.
So I finished a couple of games this week. One of them I finished was a PlayStation exclusive, which was on PS Plus recently, and that is Detroit Become Human. Talked about it recently when I've played sort of like a third of a game, got partway through it. But now I've completed it all. Really enjoyed it. So this is a... it's more of a story game with some quick time events and a bit of walking around and doing a bit of investigating. It's made by Quantic Dreams, the ever colourful David Cage, who's made some other, tried to make some quite dramatic games like Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls. But with this one, I think he's done a good job. I know he's got a lot of criticism on the other two, but I really enjoyed this. So it follows the story of some androids who become sentient. They have feelings, but the general population class them as deviants.
Yeah.
So they try to stop them. And you play as... there's three different characters play. Is that right, Pete? Is it three? Yeah.
Yeah.
Marcus, yeah. The police one, Connor, and Kara. And each has got their own unique stories, but they all intertwine, especially near the end. They're all linked. And it's really interesting. There's quite a few different choices you can make, and there are consequences in this game. Pete got a totally different ending to what I got. Yeah. And I was looking up afterwards all the different results you could have got. So I'm quite happy with my ending. But yeah, there's a few places where you can easily lose a few characters. So yeah, you have to be on your toes.
But all of them.
Yeah, or all of them, like Pete did.
There's 40 endings, apparently, isn't
there? Right? I know there's something like that.
Yeah. I don't know whether that'll just be different bits of dialogue, but yeah, that's pretty much what you got out of it. Yeah. I don't think there'll be much differences between them all, but apparently it's somewhere around 40 anyway, I heard.
But yeah, graphically it's beautiful. It's a beautiful game.
Yeah.
The controls, they're not too bad for what sort of game it is. I didn't have any difficulties with them. The quick time events weren't that bad. Usually with the PlayStation games with quick time events, I usually struggle because I'm that used to the Xbox controller with the A, B, X, Y. When you come up with triangle and square and circle, you think, oh shit, which one's that now? Exactly. Usually it was just the square. I mean, it was just a circle of the X. Or is it a cross? That was a bit controversial this week, wasn't it?
Okay. It is a cross.
Yeah. Yeah, Sony put out a tweet to their fan base and ownership saying it's not an X, it's a cross. So, yeah, got a few people riled up. But, yeah, so it was either the one of them twos in the battle sequences, and then most of the other prompts were the L and L1 and R1 and L2 and R2. So it wasn't too bad, it wasn't too complex. But the story-wise, I think a lot of people criticising the story, but I quite enjoyed his story. I didn't think it was that bad. What did you think, Pete? Did you think it was a decent story?
I think it was a fantastic game. I don't think you could fault it, really.
There were a few potholes, what I found, but not that many. There was one where they were driving... They were escaping someone. There was Kara, Luther, and the girl in the back. I won't give any spoilers, but they were driving through the snow to get to the border. But all of a sudden, they end up back in Detroit and going to Jericho. I won't say what Jericho is, which confused me a little bit.
I didn't notice that.
well, there was a bit in between that. They went to that house and that woman helped them, didn't they?
Yeah.
That large woman. Can't remember her name. Rose. Yeah, she was large, Kim, yeah.
Orange.
So, yeah, but yeah, they ended up back in Detroit anyway. But, yeah, it's really good. I enjoyed it.
The only thing that I was really annoyed about that game was you couldn't run anywhere.
No.
That's the only thing that really got me.
Yeah. Not else to really say about it without spoiling, really. But, yeah, if you manage to sort of, like, what we call purchase this when it was on PS Plus. So If you got it, it's definitely worth a playthrough.
Is it still available now, or was it just for a limited amount of time?
It was a couple of months ago now. I think it was July.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It was in July.
I've got a copy of it, so if anybody wants to borrow it and they're in the UK, I can send it to them via post like I was going to do with Mark, and then it come out on PS Plus. So just send us a message and I'll drop it out to you. I've got no qualms in doing that. So, yeah, hit us up if you want a copy of it for a little bit. Okay. Yeah. What other games then have you been playing, Mark?
We're sticking on me.
We're going to skip.
Right,
Gears
yeah,
for a little bit because everybody's
yeah,
been
we've all played that.
And talked like maybe.
So we'll talk about Gears 5 in a bit, but that is the other game I did finish. So because I finished that, I had the Gears itch, and I know it's on Game Pass now, but it was back in the day. I think me and Greg went halves on it. Gears of War Ultimate Edition, the first ever Gears game. They remastered it, brought it out on Xbox One. So we got that a long time ago, and I hardly played it. It was a waste of money paying for it, to be honest. Well, I just waited for Game Pass. But Game Pass wasn't a thing back then. So, yeah, I've been playing that. I've been getting through this now. I think I'm about halfway through the game. And it holds up really well. You can see it's aged. But there's certain things in it which are totally different to the newer games. The main thing is a sniper rifle, the long shot.
Mm-hmm.
In Gears of War 1, this one I'm playing now, the Definitive Edition, I love using the sniper. But in Gears of War, like from 3 onwards, I was useless with a sniper.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, and I think you get more ammo as well in the first game. But yeah, you're just popping heads. It's just really enjoyable to use.
I think the only thing I found with 1, and I don't know what the remake was like because I didn't really play that much, but 1 was so unforgiving on multiplayer. It was a lot harder.
I didn't play much multiplayer on 1 because there was a lot of toxicity on multiplayer because it was only 4 per team, wasn't it?
That's right.
And if you weren't up to scratch, you got a lot of abuse.
Yeah, I found out.
The only times I ever really played the early... PvP was only with friends in private matches. Never really played online.
It's good though; it improves you quickly.
Yeah, I bet it does. Yeah,
as much as you get abused, you still improve really quickly. And I enjoyed playing it.
But yeah, it was all coming back to me. I've just done the level where you got the vehicle and you went through on that bridge, and the crew are coming and. Which is the audio clip I used last week where you didn't get in the vehicle. So, yeah, really cool.
I remember that being really hard on Insane.
Yeah. Oh, wow, yeah. Yeah.
Right? Because it really was no help. Like, you just had to freaking fight your way through that.
Well, me and Kim are in the easy club. We do not play on Insane.
Nope.
Sometimes, Gary, as well, I've found that when you played Insane, it was probably easier sometimes to play it on your own than with somebody else. Especially with parts like the krill,
I think there were a couple of parts, and the krill was probably one of them that we purposely would do it by ourselves as opposed to together.
Yeah.
I don't remember why. Is it because we split up? Was that the main thing? And then you were two and two? You know, one person, the other team died, you had to start over. Is that what was going on?
It was either that or if you split up, it seemed like the AI would assist you a lot more. And... they would revive you, I suppose, they'd revive you quickly and they'd be less hesitant just to get up and do so because when you were playing Insane, you could die so easily. So as soon as your co-op partner would get up, they would pretty much die if they're around something like the krill. So it was probably more advantageous sometimes just to play on your own. But
good memory.
It's been a while ago since this came out. I remember being so hyped for this because it was the game back on the 360, wasn't it?
And
when you play it back now, it still holds up. And when you think about it, it was a groundbreaking game. It's really good. Good story, good action, great characters.
I would say if it wasn't for Gears, I probably wouldn't have gone to the console. That was the only console game I would play.
Yeah.
And it broke me into using a controller instead of keyboard mouse.
Yeah.
Well, for the record, this was the first game. I didn't have an Xbox 360. It was my brother Mike. And this was the first game I played on Xbox 360. And it got me completely into Xbox console and creating a Microsoft account.
Yep, me too. Yeah. And actually, that's how I met all the laggers was through there.
Yeah.
I started playing with all the lousier gamers like Kim, who probably wasn't playing that because it was multiplayer, but she was in there.
Yeah, I came to Gears like late, so when I finally did pick up the first one and the second one, they were freaking hard, man. I went from playing three to playing the first one and the second one, and I'm like, oh no, nope, my ass is out, nope.
I remember the first game back when it was just 360 on the disc as well, because it wasn't even a download, was it? I got all the way to General Ram at the end, and I couldn't beat him. I always had that trouble with the Krill where they're flying around him. I just couldn't beat him. I gave up in the end. And I went back to it about a year later and actually finished it. So, yeah.
Kim, just out of interest, what was your first Xbox 360 game?
Oh, God.
So it's not
Cameo.
Cameo.
Cameo, because it came free with the Xbox. Yeah. I won the Xbox through the Mountain Dew thing where you save the bottle caps, you put the codes in. Yeah, I got my 360 that way. That was actually my first
Cameo
into gaming.
Yeah.
Was the 360 other than the Atari and some other stuff like way back when. So
Cameo was a great game. Yeah. Cameo elements of something, wasn't it? Yeah. Because I got Cameo with mine. In the UK, there was when the 360 launched, there was a massive shortage. And some of the retailers were really crafty, and what they were doing was you could only buy bundles. So I had to buy a 360, which came with five games, and they put the price up exponentially for it. So I got Cameo, I got Condemned, the original Condemned. Mm-hmm. That's a great game. That's scary as hell. I'll never forget the bit where you're in the dark area and the lights come on and there's just mannequins all around you. That was so freaky.
I think I've seen a game clip of that before YouTube. Yeah,
God, it's freaky as hell. I really enjoyed it, though. It's a good game. What else do we get with it? I can't remember now. There's five games, though. Yeah, no, it's gone. My mind's gone blank. But yeah, Cameo was the one what stuck out for me. Really good game. I bought my 360 mainly for PGR 2. So I saw it running in a shop window, and I thought, that looks so realistic because it was on HD screen. I think it was PGR 2 or PGR 3. It wasn't even a Forza game. It was a Project Gotham Racing, and it looked so good, and that's what got me into 360.
RGC said in the chat, Sarah, that Rainbow Six Vegas 2 is the first PS3 game. So talking from the PlayStation front.
We had so much fun on Rainbow Six 2. With the, so that's when it was the over 35s community back then, before it was G40E. And I think it transitioned to G4T. We're still playing it. God, Thupa. I'll never forget the number of times Thupa pressed the wrong button and always threw a grenade at us. And I posted something recently on Facebook where some people were doing like a paintballing thing, but I think it was airsoft. And a guy threw a flashbang, but he missed a doorway and it went into the middle of his pack of teammates and it just flashed them all. And Fupa's actually one of my friends on Facebook, and he just replies, "Oh, this brings back memories."
Right?
Yeah. God, we had so much fun. And same with Ghost Recon, Grow 1 and 2. So many fun nights on them.
Cool. So Torchlight 2, I believe Kim's also been playing this, so you might be able to... In fact, if you want to talk about this first, Kim, and then Mark...
Yeah, I can have a rest.
...chip in a little bit as well. Yeah?
Yeah, I've been playing Torchlight pretty much since it came out. I'm now a level 22, 23, something like that. So, it's fun, go collect loot and do some more side missions, because it seems like every time I turn around, there's more side missions than anything. So it holds up really well. Like I said, it came out on the PC like 2012 or something. So for being out that long and being a remaster, it looks really, really good. So I'm enjoying it. Like I said, when I'm not trying to beat Gears 5 because somebody said something about a spoiler cat, So I'm trying to do that, and I'm trying to play Torchlight. And I mean, it's been good enough. I didn't even fire up Red Dead this week. So, which seems oddly strange, and now I feel bad. So Arthur's probably giving me a guilt trip right about now. But Yeah, it's good. The only thing is, I wish the backpack for your loot was bigger, because I pick it up quick. Yeah,
I think a lot of it is you pick up, you can get gems to sort of like enhance your weapons, enchant them. And I think they take up one inventory slot per gem, because I couldn't understand why all of a sudden every 2 minutes I was full, but I didn't seem to have a lot in my pack for armor and weapons. And I think it was all these gems. So, yeah.
And the bad thing with that, I'm stingy with those things, not realizing, you know, I'm probably going to get 20 more of them, you know, within the next couple hours. So I'm stingy about using the damn things. So then I'm packing them, and it's like, why am I packing these and not using them? Because I don't, you know, I'm worried if I use them, then I'm not going to get another one. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
It's funny as well that you mentioned all the side missions. I think I've popped quite a few achievements today on this, and every single one was defeating a boss in a side mission. And then I've just looked on True Achievements. There's fucking loads of them. So I think I think the key to this game is all the side missions. You've got your main objective in the certain map areas, but in each map area there's at least two or three dungeons where you meet this stranger at the entrance. And he says, oh, can you find my husband or wife or my ring or whatever? And then you have to go into this dungeon, and then there's like a load of enemies, and then there's a boss at the end of it. But there's so much fun to do.
Oh, yeah. Really good. Hopefully we can get the multiplayer going again, get you and Tank Top going, and that'll be fun.
Yeah, Robin's got it as well now. So.
Exactly. So, maybe we can get some figured out there. So,
to a complete Torchlight newbie like me, I've never played 1, 2. What is this game, Egg? If you could sell it off, what would your pitch be?
Well, it's your classic dungeon crawler hack and slash. If you ever played a Diablo game, it's a Diablo-esque game. It's not as polished as your newer Diablo 3s. There's only three, isn't there? The Reaper of Souls one, yeah. I never played 2 or 1.
But it's really good.
It's a lot of fun.
And like Mark's been showing, they've got a lot of references to other things, like movies and things, and that's kind of neat when you can pick up on them. And
yeah, well, one of the side missions, you find this cave, and there's an old pirate ship, and then you have to battle One-Eyed Willy, which is a reference to the Goonies. And then today, I found on this ledge, there's just a bucket, and I go up to the bucket, and it comes up bucket, press A. So I pressed A, and it says, you put the lotion in the bucket. So, yeah, I took a little video of that. I thought it was quite clever. Switch Silence of the Lambs reference. So, yeah, it's really cool. A lot of Easter eggs in it. But, yeah, there's lots of loot. If you like collecting loot, I love loot games. So, there's lots of loot to get in this. I found a really good shotgun I'm using now. And I don't really want to stop using it. But I know as soon as I level up a bit more, I'm going to have to start using something else. It will be powerful enough. But at the moment, it's really good. I've got a lot of the sort of like rarer items now, but I can't use them yet because I'm not high enough level.
Yeah, I've got a few like that. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. Well, so before we move on to the next game, which we've all played, Scott Stubby says my first Xbox 360 game was Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Oh.
Right.
He used to play it with his son. How old is your son? I'm only kidding.
I've just searched on my old achievements, and some of these are bringing back memories of what I got. One of the other games I got with a 5 was King Kong, and I did a full 1,000 G's on that. That was a pretty terrible game, really, back then. There was Call of Duty 2, which was a fantastic. I loved that one. That was one of the World War II ones. I played that. This is going back a while now, because that's when I used to be able to play on harder difficulties. I played out on Veteran and got the full 1,000 G's on the campaign.
Oh, wow.
Achiever.
And that was a nightmare, though. It was really difficult on Veteran. And I remember trying to play Call of Duty 3 on Veteran, and it was impossible. There was that many grenades getting thrown at you. It was awful. World at War was even worse, wasn't it, for grenades getting thrown at you? So...
Okay. Scott Stubby's just confirmed that he was 17 at the time, so we're okay with that. It's all good. It's all good. Okay, so the game that we've all played, and hopefully Gary will be able to kick us off with, because me and Mark have completed this game. Kim's fairly new into it, and I don't know how far you've got, Gary, but Gears 5, give us your thoughts.
Let's, yeah.
Let's talk about this. I'm way behind you guys. I started playing probably last weekend, so I played a couple of weekend mornings quick. I'll be honest, I mean, I was a huge Gears fan. I went in a little weary and not sure if I was going to love it or not, just because I felt like I was Gears'd out.
Yeah.
But the more I've played it, the more I'm enjoying it. You know, the one thing that's great about that game is the weapons. And it is, I know they're the same weapons and it is a little variations, but they do feel different, don't they?
Yeah.
They do feel different and they're fun. I'm like, oh, what do I want to try here? You know, you walk into the room with all the ammo and I'm like, let's try this thing and see what it does. And there was some new Lancer 3 that has bombs and
the grenade launcher, the GL.
Yeah. The Lancer GL.
I picked that up. First time I played with it, I didn't know how to, I didn't realize I could shoot with it. I thought it was just the bombs.
Yeah.
And then today I played and I grabbed one and I forgot how to do the bombs. I was just shooting with it. So I'm like, you know, I'm a little bit of an idiot, but that's okay. But it's been really good. I'm enjoying it. I'm looking forward to working my way through and completing it. Story-wise, I'll be honest, you know, I'm doing a little Fraser. I'm kind of skipping the cutscenes right now.
The stories. This one.
I was going to say, that's not a good idea.
No, this one is really good for story.
I feel like I don't have a lot of time, so I'm just like, I want to play. I want to go kill things. Okay. So I've gotten through the first chapter with really not watching a cutscene.
See, I found that playing all the way through this game, Gears of War 4 was a bit of a slog, but I think it's a real good introduction and really sets up a good starting point for the Gears 5 story. And to skip through those scenes, Gary, I'm shocked because it really does tell a good story, I think. And I've had Pilch as well message me on WhatsApp saying, oh, this is just like a real slog to start off with. But once you've got, give him his credit due. When he's got through Act 2, he's like, okay,
I'm with this game now.
Yeah.
And he stuck through, he didn't do me and just go hit B to skip the scenes. He gave it a shot.
I don't think he has. He didn't mention that in a message to me, I don't think.
But if he's enjoying the story, then I guess he didn't.
Well,
no.
For me, I think this is the best Gears game I've played.
Absolutely. I love it.
Because all the other ones are... I was the same, Gary. I thought, oh, they're all the same. It's just going to be the same same formula, and it's going to be... just plow through it. So I wasn't that hyped for this, and that's why I think it's really, really sort of like resonated with me, because I think this is amazing. I think it's brilliant. It's, at the moment, this is my game of the year so far. Absolutely love it. I've even played chapters 1 and 2 again, but there's a reason for that. I'll go into later on.
I wouldn't put it that far yet, but maybe it'll get to my game of the year, but I'm enjoying it. So,
All of us playing this game, then the one thing I did notice, which really did, the good thing, like you mentioned earlier about the weapons, Gary, they do seem very well balanced, even though they're all pretty aggressive and powerful. It doesn't your go-to thing when you played Gears before was the Lancer. You knew what you got. Yeah. It was your go-to weapon.
And I remember in the older Gears when they introduced a retro Lancer, it was. The accuracy was shite on that weapon. It was awful.
It was the recoil.
Yeah. But in this version, it's a lot better to use. In fact, I prefer the Retro Lancer in this one than I do the normal one.
Hmm.
Well, I always found it the go-to weapon, the Lancer, when I was playing previous Gears. But the one thing I didn't like about this game, and I don't know what you guys think, but I don't like the melee.
No,
B was always the chainsaw.
Yeah,
and I'm still now as I'm in multiplayer, I'm pressing B and I'm thinking, oh shit, no, it's right bumper, but I press the left.
Well, they
bumper
did that in 4.
You know what? I didn't realize that it changed, and I kept hitting B, thinking I would be. Now I know why I was doing that.
Did you not play the tutorial then?
I did the tutorial, and I did it, but I remember going, "Oh, this is weird," but just natural instinct for me was to hit B.
Yeah,
in the game, and I'm like, hey, it's not doing the chainsaw.
Yeah,
I'm sure they changed that in 4, didn't they? They put the chainsaw on right bumper in 4.
No,
I'm sure they did.
I played 4 on insane, and I played it for a long time.
Yeah, they might not have done
one. Yeah, it was a real shake up for me. I didn't like. Kim, what do you think?
Yeah, it took me a minute to read, because I'm like you, and three it was B, and, you know, I chainsawed a lot in three, so, you know, trying to get used to that now, and I'm still trying to get used to it now, because the other day I went up to chainsaw something, I can't remember, I don't even know what it was, and I kept hitting the button, and I'm like, wait a minute, it's RB now, so, yeah, I think my favorite weapon so far in this one is the Boltok, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And I mean, I hated the Boltok in three, because I couldn't hit shit with it, but this time, oh yeah. One shot, one kill, baby.
I like that cannon, right? That Marzak single shot DMR type rifle thing. I like that. Is it the Marzak?
Oh yeah, thing?
Yeah. Like the Russian type one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know whether that's the exact name for it. I can't remember, but yeah, okay. I know what you mean. It's almost like a sniper rifle.
Yeah,
but you got like 5-6 shots.
Yeah.
And the what's that thing? The warden carries the
mace.
That thing is pretty cool too. So
it just doesn't. Well, in fact, on Horde, it's got a lot more longevity than in campaign. In campaign, you probably use it 2 or 3 times. Mm-hmm. Whereas in Horde, you feel like if you've got 6-7 swings before that's losing its bottle. And the other thing is as well, if you've got 2 or 3 wardens in Horde, pick up. It's almost like you can add ammo to your breaker mace, and you feel like there's a lot more clout to it, and you feel more happy using that and having it within your weaponry. But with you on the pistol range, Kim, I like, is it the Talon?
Yeah, I like the new Talon. Yeah,
it's really whippy. It's fast. It's got tons of ammo. It damages really well if you aim towards the head. I think it's class.
And there's a part in the game what they make you use that, isn't there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where you crash? I won't say anymore. I don't want to spoil it.
I can't remember.
You're trapped, aren't you? You've got to use it.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah.
I like the Boltok too. Yeah. I just like it's like another sniper rifle for me.
Yeah.
But there's one more weapon that I was a bit disappointed about was the claw. It takes a long time to reload.
Yeah, ages. But I like the fact that the more you shoot, the more accurate it becomes. It's like reverse recoil. Yeah. But it does, now and again, it like misfires. And then you lose the rate of fire, it just goes doof, doof, doof. So you've got to stop and start again, and then you've got to sort of like narrow down your accuracy again.
Yeah,
but it's got a lot of ammo though.
Yeah,
about 300 odd rounds on it, and you don't have to reload for ages.
No, it is good. Large weaponry. We're talking about Gears weapons, aren't we? But large weaponry. I love the tri shot.
That is my favorite. I love a tri shot.
Yep.
Is it the Cryo gun?
Cryo.
Cryo.
Yeah, it freezes them. Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, I don't.
I don't think the range is good. But that tri shot is absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, it's devastating.
Yeah, and the salvo's pretty good as well. If you can pick a few of them up, and you've got the ammo, the salvo's really good. It like shoots like mini rockets.
Yeah.
Also, not super useful, but the chainsaw gun is fun to use.
Yeah.
You throw a chainsaw at someone, you chop their head off. I mean, that's fun. It's not very useful, but it's fun.
Oh, the, what's that called? That
I don't remember its name.
Something saw.
Off of the effing head is what I call it.
Is it the jigsaw?
Maybe, yeah. I think you're right.
Okay, yeah. It's the only thing I don't like about that weapon, using it in campaign, it's really loud, and it cuts off a lot of the talking and a lot of it cuts off a lot of the dialogue when you're running through
and look who you're talking to.
No, but this is some of the stuff that you can't even skip through as you're running through the levels and you listen to the characters talk about their story or there's some real vital things that are being mentioned within the game, and if you've got that whatever it is, jigsaw or ripsaw, you can't hear it. It overpowers all of that audio, which it ain't a deal breaker. But so everybody seems happy. The general consensus is that everybody's
happy. Yeah, when it's not a little bit of a glitchy mess. Kind of like the other day, I was playing it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
It was packed with plywood. So
yeah, so I don't know why, but it's just been me. I've encountered a lot of bugs and glitches.
AMF.
AMF. Yeah. So I've had a lot of the checkpoint saving points where it's either been, when it says checkpoint in the bottom left corner, it's just stayed on and on and on. It's not gone off the screen and it hasn't allowed me to progress. So I've had to come back out of the game and then go back in. And then I have to do that whole chapter, not the axe, but I have to do the whole chapter again. So that's happened to me 5 times on axe 1 and 2. Then they did a server-side patch Monday just gone, and that cured that. But since that patch, I've had it go to dashboard a couple of times. And I even had one where I was playing the game. Now, Greg says this isn't the game's fault. This is a preview of a dashboard. But I was playing the game, and all of a sudden I heard this. And all of a sudden, the screen goes blank. My Xbox has just turned off on its own. But Greg says that's not the game. But no other game has done it. So, and it's never happened before. I've had a couple of AI characters get stuck, so I couldn't progress because they didn't meet me at the next doorway to go through. There was one where JD was just like against this block and he was just running constantly. I've put a video up of that. That's happened a couple of times. But having all these glitches still hasn't deterred me, and I still think this is an amazing game. So since I did the patch, a lot of the things in the stat screen have started registering now, like the collectibles and doing the acts on certain difficulties. It now gives you the little medal telling you what difficulty you completed that act on. So when I finished the game, I was quite upset that I didn't get the end game achievement. And when I looked into the stat screen, according to the stats, I hadn't done Act 1 and half of Act 2 prior to this patch. But I had, because I got the achievements for them. So I had to play them again just to get the end game achievement. But
Did you play them on easy so you can get through quick?
I fucking certainly did. Well, I played it originally. I played it on intermediate to start with. And then I got to the end of Act 2 and there's a certain thing you have to battle, and I dropped it down too easy because it was a bit of a pain.
That's good to know, because, you know, I'm on Act 2 now. Mm. I just got to the old mine after circling the fucking thing for 6 times.
Yeah, you've got some fun ahead of you, Kim.
Yeah.
And that's just the start of it. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I'm so glad I ditched last week's show, as Greg or somebody else put, that I've not been as committed. That's it. That's the word I'm trying to get out. Committed enough to the show. Because I think if I would have, I played about 4 hours on the Friday, which saved pretty well. On the Sunday, I've dedicated 15 hours to it. And I just thought, I'm just going to keep playing it. And I'm not going to stop until I finish it. And I finished about, it was about 1:30 in the morning or 2:00. I can't remember. And I completed the game. But once I completed it, I got the achievement. And then going back, Mark, just like you, I had about 2 or 3 chapters where it hadn't said that I completed it. So if I'd have stopped at one point, I don't think I would have got that achievement, and I'd have been in the same situation as you.
Yeah, because that was the night before the patch. Yeah.
So I'm glad I just stuck at it, and I've not even gone back and completed the acts that are locked out, but I'm sure there's an achievement for completing it in co-op, and
there's an achievement for playing it as a certain character. You can even play as Jack, and that's another thing, the new Jack. I like the new Jack as well. It's got a bit of a personality this time. There's a bit of humour in it, and you can actually now tell it to go pick up items which are out of your reach, which is cool,
which is nice.
So you can get it to pick up weapons and ammo and stuff, it's cool.
Yeah.
And the Jack, I mentioned it last week, you can actually upgrade the Jack. You get different attachments for it as you progress through the game. So you can get it to do what's called Stim, so it makes you quite invulnerable for a short period of time, which you need to get past certain areas where there's like frost or gas or whatever, poison gas. There's one which is a barrier, puts a barrier up in front of it. In front of you, and it hovers above you, so it's like a shield, mobile shield. That's really cool. There's one where it can hijack enemies, so I might be getting in spoiler territory there, but there's a lot of attachments for it. So it's really cool. Yeah, I just realised what I was saying then. I got a bit of support on Twitter as well, but a few other people have had a few issues. Pilch, for one, has had a few issues, and some of the chaps, I can't remember what it was now. But obviously, Greg and Robin have instantly dismissed me, saying they're not real and it's all my fault.
Oh, no, I think you had, because I've run into a couple. Like I said, when I talked to you guys the other day, they had the one picture with JD looking like carrying plywood. Yeah, I had that one. And it was in the cutscenes, even. It was so weird. He had this, like, brown, like, sheet thing, and he was talking to people, like, right here. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
And then the other day, when I was with Kate and Dell, I kept losing Dell. I would turn around, he'd be gone, and then he'd be like across the map somewhere else, and I'm like, we're over here now. What are you doing?
I had one bit where, again, playing as Kate and Del, you have to get this can't be spoiler, right? You have to get past a certain point, and there's some turrets, so you have to do something to get past these turrets. I won't say what it is, because I've already ruined part of Jack's abilities already. So you do this thing, you get past the turrets, but then Del's behind you, and when you activate this thing, it's supposed to affect both of you, but it wasn't affecting him.
Mm-hmm.
And every 2 minutes, he was getting downed by the turret, so I'd activate this thing again, run back in, get him up, run back out, next thing I know, he's going, help, get me up, and turn around, he's back down again. And it took me about 6 goes to get this fucking dude out of this building. So that was a bit of a pain.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You know what I mean, Pete?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about, too, because I've been there. Yeah.
Okay, well, just for information, Scott Stubby, who's in the chat, it said he's had no problems playing it today. This was all
today,
pre-release date.
Yeah.
This was, if you got Xbox.
This was before the
Game Pass Ultimate.
Before official release, yeah.
Yeah, you got it on the 6th. All the problems was around that time. And if I could probably close this chat about Gears in two, talking about two things. The first one would be, well, I paid £2 for this game, and I got it for £2, and I've played it 4 days earlier than a lot of people in my country, and managed to complete it probably before some people had even picked it up in the shop. I'm quite happy to say that game was worth it for that, and I don't even care that I got the glitches for that.
Yeah,
I don't know what anybody else thought.
This game, it's that good.
I said exactly the same today. The other thing is, if people do want to probably talk about more of the spoiler content, I think we're going to be looking at talking about this.
I want to do a spoiler cast, because there's things what's happened in the story. I just got to talk about it. There's a massive, humongous thing, which there's no way on earth I can say on this podcast now, because I would get lynched. I would get sacked for definite, and I would have a baying mob outside my house, because it's such a massive spoiler. Pete knows exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. But it's huge, man. And we need to talk.
Shush it.
There's a lot of talking points that can come from this game. The end of the game, how the next game is going to pan out, if there is going to be a 6.
Leave it wide open for another one, don't I?
Well, I don't know. You might be spoiling it there. They might have closed it off. Who knows? Okay.
Shut up, Mark. Damn it.
But before we finish, Pete, there's something else we did yesterday on this game. We played Horde Mode.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Has anybody else played this?
Not yet.
No.
Okay. Mark?
So there was me, Pete, and Filthy, and then we used two AI players, which were quite helpful when we kept getting down. And we played Horde Mode, and we did all 50 waves. Granted, it was on the easier level, but it did get quite tough near the end. But really good, really enjoyable. We had a lot of fun. The wave 10 bosses, I think we were quite lucky, really. A couple of times we got Kestrels, didn't we? Because when I had a quick go on this solo, and the first wave 10 boss was a Matriarch, and we got one of them on wave 50, didn't we? And it fucking destroyed everything. It was an absolute fucking beast. So I'm glad we didn't get one of them prior to that. But yeah, I think we had a really good run. We did really well with it. A couple of new things on Horde. They have something now called a power tap. So after every 10th wave, this thing appears and you stand by it. It's like King of a Hill, you stand in it in a circle, and then after a while you capture it. And once you've captured it, you can press a button, but it takes a while to register. You have to stay there for a while, and you get fabricator points, energy points, to spend in the fabricator. So fabricator's back from Gears 4 Horde mode. For like getting the barriers up and the sentry guns and everything. So that's a cool addition. And I've noticed now, on every fifth wave, so on your 5s, your 15s, your 25s, they throw some like mini bosses in. Like, I think, was it 35 or 45? We had three wardens come at us, didn't we?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah, and that was that was a hairy moment.
Yeah, so, and you get a few pouncers, probably about five or six. Yeah.
And really a couple of snatchers. Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite was a Swarmark. I love the Swarmark.
No, we didn't get one of them, luckily.
Well, the game I played afterwards, because I played waves 1 to 50 with Mark and Phil, and then after, I just got a bit greedy and I played it again, just with some randoms, and I got two of them.
Did you? Swarmarks?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was unreal. But it was good. We played, what map did we play on to start off? Was
it Training Ground? Training Ground, yeah.
Okay, that was a decent map to play on, but when I played the second time round, I played on the winter map. It was something to do with ice. I can't remember the name of the map now.
Right.
But if anybody's going to play Horde and they're thinking about getting it out of the way very quickly, I'd probably recommend that map, because it's I don't want to give away a few features of the level, like it happens in the campaign. The ice is very useful.
Yeah.
So it's a good map to play. So let's stop talking about Gears, because we're just gonna spoil something. Okay. Right.
Gonna have to put you down.
Gary, is there anything else about Gears 5 that you want to mention? Because you've only played that, and I feel like you've not really spoke that much during this segment. So
no, I mean the only thing I could probably bring that's a little different is I have played on PC as opposed to you guys are playing it on the Xbox.
Okay.
No issues at all. It's running silky smooth, although today, I guess since the official release came out, I had a little window pop up. My graphics card's a 1070 Ti, and it said that it's running buggy with the 1070 Ti, but I'm not having problems. So, keep the knock on wood.
And
but
are you playing that with a controller, or are you using keyboard and mouse?
So when I played Gears 4 on the PC, I was using the keyboard and mouse, but I couldn't. It was too much for me to try to figure out a reload. It felt like it wasn't made for the keyboard and mouse. So I'm using a controller now, and I think that's helping out.
Cool. Okay.
So, but yeah, it's running good.
Nice. And was that released the same? Have you got that through Game Pass Ultimate and you put it on PC? Oh, okay.
Yep. That's when you guys yelled at me in the chat and said, Gary, wake up, it's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Downloaded it on the PC.
Oh, that's right. You didn't realize it was out. You know. and what about the file size? What's is it any different?
Oh, gosh.
Is it huge on PC? No.
I have a pretty big disc just for my video games, so it's in there, and it's I remember. I have no idea how big it is. I could probably look at it while we're talking, but
okay, all right, cool.
Surprised Kim not doing any innuendos.
I wasn't going to say a thing.
All right,
as big as Kim wants it to be.
Yeah.
All right, we've wrapped up Gears 5, I reckon. We're gonna.
Oh, there's one more on there, Pete. Isn't there? Blair Witch. Pete, you're not going to talk about.
Oh no, yeah, I'm going to talk about. I'm talking about Gears 5.
All right, okay. So sorry.
We're wrapping Gears 5. Yeah, I think we've talked about that enough.
Yeah.
We want to do a spoiler cast, so maybe some details of that will be released shortly in the next up and coming shows. But I think it's something that we need to get together and talk about. And some people might want to hear about what we've experienced and what tips or whatever even the dog can give us. it's one of those things. So other games I've been playing, I've played Trials for a little bit just to get a better time than Mark and Kim this week, because they've been put in shame for a few weeks. And I've also played Blair Witch, and this was day one release on Xbox Game Pass. I wasn't expecting too much from it, but I did enjoy the film. It is also based a little bit, it's inspired from the Blair Witch film, and it's a first-person story-driven psychological horror game. And Greg talked about this last week, didn't he? Now, you start off as this detective who's traveling to a forest to help out with a missing person's case. You turn up at the forest. There's things to
look around before you go into the actual main forest itself. And the first thing I did, I played about 20 minutes of this, and I thought to myself, hang on, I haven't really looked around. I've just gone straight towards the forest, and I've not took any advice on the radio. And what you do find out afterwards, I went back straight to the start again, replayed all of it, got to the car park. You can look at a whole lot of stuff, and there's, I will spoil it, there's a collectible right in the first section, but there we go. It's not a deal breaker, but there's a collectible there. So you have to look around absolutely everywhere. There's collectibles all the way through it. And I tried and I thought that I would get them all for the amount of time that I put into this game. So when you start the game off, you end up in a car park where there's police cars, and it looks like everybody else has gone in front of you and you have to catch up with them. You've got a dog. Can't remember his name. I'm going to call him Rebel because that was the name of Shell's Alsatian, which is the same breed of dog that was in the game. And you pretty much get the file of the missing person and you enter into the forest. And you can command with the dog. You can pet him. You can feed him. You can make him stay, make him fetch. So it makes him search the area just in case there's anything around the area that he can fetch back, and he can then sniff at later to give you more clues as to what to find. And it was a point and click style type of game, but at the same time you walk around the forest I say open world. It gets more open as you get into the forest, and you've got the freedom of going anywhere you want to. I'm going to break this game down into three segments, and the first third I think was I thought it was boring. I didn't think there was enough like real jumpy scare factor type moments, but it almost tried to make you feel scared by the eerie music or the increasing sounds as you was approaching something that you thought was going to be that would make you inquisitive. And I thought it's trying hard to scare you, but at the same time it could have really done something else to give you that kind of vibe. I just found it boring. Now, the second third of the game, I felt like there was a lot more for you to do, and it felt like I was more submersed into the story. Regardless of that, I felt like I was sucked into the story, and I felt like I was feeling some sympathy and empathy for the character that I was playing, and I started to really get into it, and it got that sound. What is it? Binaural.
Binaural. Yeah. Senua's Sacrifice.
Well, that really doesn't kick in until the second third of the game. So the first part of it just doesn't really give you that. The sounds are great, but you really feel it in the second third of the game. And there's one moment where there's knocking sounds and there's people walking, or what it sounds like, people walking around you and things rushing around you, and it really does start to play with your mind. And it's great. You think, wow, this is it. This it's going to really push you into like this real scare factor of an ending. And the last part, excuse me, my French, is an absolute mindfuck. I did not get it. It was confusing. It led you everywhere. You were lost. And I think Greg, or so I've heard somebody else talk about this as well at some point.
You get lost. Played it as well. Yeah.
Areas. Yeah. You walk around in the forest. You get completely lost. Loads. So if you're not used to. It's not very linear. It doesn't really guide you in any way, apart from the sounds in your earphones. You can get lost very easily, and you can feel like you're doing circles almost. The end of it was just an absolute, yeah, it was just a nightmare. You didn't know where you were going. You didn't know whether you were going the right way. You double back on yourself a lot. I was very confused about the ending, and it didn't really deliver. So I hope I've explained Blair Witch enough without spoiling anything. But if you want to play this because you've not you've not got anything else to play on Game Pass, it might be worth just going through it just to get the achievements. But I was really disappointed. I was expecting something really terrifying, and actually turned out to be.
But I think the actual movie, well, the original one anyway, I think right until the end, nothing really happens. It's all suspenseful and just noises and this sort of like atmosphere of it all. It wasn't until the end, until he's in that little house, that something actually happened in that movie. So,
yeah. Yeah,
so the game seems to follow suit to that by the sound of it.
And there is also, if you've seen the film as well, the video camera where you look through the lens and you see different stuff through the lens as you looking in. But it doesn't emphasise that, okay, you should be using your video camera at this point. It's not very informative. The tutorial for it is bad. So you do kind of feel lost with it a little bit, but I think if they'd have put a bit more time into it, they could have made this a great game. And if it wasn't for the end and that they used elements of the second third of it as opposed to just ending it the way they did, I think it would have been a lot better. But I don't know, I was just disappointed about it. I'm not going to go back to it. And the other thing that really peed me off, if you are going to play this game, the collectibles, and why I said that there was one in the first car park when you pull up.
I remember saying this, yeah.
When you get to the end of the game, you can't go back.
There's no chapter to select. Game. Yeah.
No.
Well, that's what I like about like the collectibles in Gears. You can go back into the chapters and
pick
the collectibles up. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't do this in this game. So that's why I support that first part. If you are going to play this, there is a collectible in... Well, in fact, there's two in the first car park. So, yeah, be sure to look out for them first before you start continuing into the game. But that's Blair Witch, I think. And I think we've talked enough about video games, so I reckon we've got a quiz to move on to.
Hey, hang on one sec. Before we hit the quiz, I just want to mention one quick thing. So I have a new love affair with Metal Gear, right, as we know. That's been my game. And I played that on my birthday. And there is a special cutscene if you play the game on your birthday.
All right.
Which was freaking awesome.
Metal Gear 5, this one, yeah?
Yep. Yeah. It was in doing something in the campaign or side mission or whatever, and right after it cut, it's like, you got to get back to base now, Snake.
Right.
And they pick me up, and they drop me off there, and it sounds like gunfire, and it was fireworks, and they come out with a cake, and there's this whole cutscene. It's probably about 10 minutes. It's actually on YouTube. I looked it up afterwards.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, because it actually flashed the date. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's today. That's so weird. And it's my birthday when I was going into it.
That's a coincidence, yeah.
And it was not a coincidence. Yeah. If you play Metal Gear on your birthday, you get that. So cool. That was really cool.
Without disappointing you, Gary, I uninstalled that.
Did you?
Wow.
Oh, it just came out again, right?
It's a brilliant game, yeah.
I downloaded the stealth.
You don't have to be stealthy in it.
I fell in love with it. Because
it does pay to be stealthy. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I found
it's a good stealth for me. Mm. I'm not a big stealth guy, but I can do a lot of stealth in it. I fell in love with this game. Mm. I might actually finish it after 600 hours of gameplay.
Yeah.
Because it is long.
Yeah, it felt like it was going to be a long game, but even trying to act stealthily, I felt like I was still being noisy. You know, even my little crawls around, like my gun was slapping off the floor, and I was like, for fuck's sake, will you just shut up?
I don't
think it was your gun slapping. Then.
Yeah, well, I got a big gun. Stop laughing, Kim. We've talked about enough about gun slapping and... I uninstalled it. I'm sorry, Gary. I can see why people like it, but it's not.
Don't be sorry. It's okay. I didn't think I would like it, and I'm glad I hung in.
Yeah. There we go. Mark?
Yep.
Bring us into the quiz.
Okay, man. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Now, come on. Now, crank this motherfucker up.
What's that noise?
You're going to need WhatsApp for this, Gary. We've changed it a little bit. We're not doing it in the notes. All right. So What's That Noise audio quiz. Each week you will hear three audio clips and you have to tell me what game or whatever, if it's a different scenario like it is today, what person they are. So you've got 30 seconds to WhatsApp me the answer, Gary. What we do now is I will play the clip and then you have 30 seconds to WhatsApp me what game is or who you think it is. I will explain that in a minute. And you get 2 points for that. If you don't get it on that, then you'll get some multiple choices and then you get 1 point if you get it correct on the multiple choice. So there's a chance for double points on this. I don't know if you've listened to the last couple of weeks, yep. Gary.
Yep.
Cool.
I got WhatsApp installed. I just threw it up on the computer.
Yep. Yeah, I use desktop when it's there, isn't it?
I've
just realised this ain't Halo week, is it?
No.
No.
No. I was teasing Greg that I was going to do Halo this week because the Gears one last week was quite a big success.
I missed that one.
I listened to back to it and it was still good. But yeah, I'm going to do Halo next week for Uncle Greggles because he's a massive Halo fanboy, isn't he?
Don't call him on Skype, just.
But this week, all the clips are strong female video game characters. Mm. So you're not naming the game, you've got to name the female character.
Come on.
But they are easy. I would say that. But
so easy.
Yeah, I think they're pretty easy. So we're going to get straight into it.
Come on.
No, you'll get these, Pete. Oh. Right, you ready? So, not the name of the game, name of the character.
Round one.
With all that metal to slow you down? I doubt it. Don't overestimate yourself. You wouldn't last long in the wilds. So, the more children you have, the more authority you get? I guess that's one way to decide who leads a tribe. Oh, are you going to shut your mouth? Because that would be a surprise. Just to be clear, I have no plans to murder you, all right?
So, who is that leading lady?
You want me to write it in the thing, right?
Yeah, I've got Pete's answer.
I don't know her fucking name, but I know the game.
I need a name. Just give me the game and I'll sort of like tell you if you're in the right area.
Yeah, it is right. But I don't know.
Yeah, you are right.
But
Kim, any ideas?
No.
You want to wait for multiple choice? Right.
Yeah.
So no one's got the character. Gary's got the game right there. Pete's answer was fuck knows. So your multiple choice are A. Senua. B. Aloy. C. Lara Croft. Or D, Kate Diaz. Was that Senua, Aloy, Lara Croft, or Kate Diaz? Well, what's that mean? Your answers, A, B, C, or D, or the name? Right, I've got an answer from Kim, an answer from Pete, and an answer from Gary. So that character you heard was from the game Horizon Zero Dawn. And it was Aloy. And Gary is correct. So well done, Gary.
Well done, Gary.
I've played that game, so...
Yeah, it's a great game.
I've not even played that game.
I thought you'd play that, Pete.
No.
And I know Kim's got it.
I've got it. I'm playing it.
That's your fault.
You might as well not even have it, then. Yeah.
But I thought there was a lot of clues in that with the metal machines and the tribes and everything.
The drumming. But if you never played it, you wouldn't know. No. But the drumming in the background too helped. Yeah.
All right, well, if... I thought that was easy, so you're going to be fucked on these last two, then.
But you played the game, so
I know.
Duh.
Well, I haven't played this next one. Anyway, let's see how it goes. Right. I always think they're easy because I've got the answers. Right. Number two, are you ready for the clip?
Go.
Yep.
Round two.
I've been high and dry for 20 years now. The only rust on me is from the lack of any real challenge. Perhaps you're up for the task. I'm sorry. I forgot to mention one of the reasons I hunt your kind. You're much too ugly not to put out of your misery. What are you boys doing in here? Are you hiding something from me?
So, who is that female video game character? What's up with your answers now? Wow, Kim has got it spot on. Well done, Kim. Kim has got 2 points. Gary has put Kim. No, he's not Kim. Although you'd like it to be. And Pete was close, but I'm afraid it isn't Mrs. Marple. So your multiple choices are A, Sonya Blade, B, Bayonetta, C, Bullet Witch, or D, Chun-Li. Was it Sonya Blade, Bayonetta, Bullet Witch, or Chun-Li? I've got an answer from Pete, and we've got one from Gary. Right, and surprisingly, they've both said it was Bullet Witch. And I put that in there to throw you off the answer, because that is a similar type of game, but it was actually Bayonetta.
Oh.
The long-haired chick who Stu Fowler is madly in love with. So, yeah, I better write some points down here, aren't I? So Kim got 2 for that one. Who won the last round? Sorry, I'm getting
Gary.
Gary got 1 point for that, because he got it on multiple choice.
I can't remember her name. Yeah.
Right, so, number 3. Are we ready for the third one?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is easy as well, but here we go.
Of course.
You've said that for the last two, so...
Final round.
Is this really all they had to worry about? Boys? Movies? Deciding which shirt goes with which skirt? It's bizarre. And if I say no? Well, I guess we're both disappointed with each other, then. Admit that you wanted to get rid of me the whole time! What are you so afraid of?
Oh, shit.
That I'm going to end up like Sam? I can't get infected.
Massive clue at the end there. So who is that video game lady? Send me your answers now, please.
God, I hope I remember her name, because I put it in there.
Oh, yeah, I got one from Gary. Got one from Pete. I don't think it is Gary, Pete, but yeah. Any ideas, Kim?
I do, but I'm trying to remember the hell her name is. All right, I'm going to wing it. Hold on.
You got a Gary moment.
Yeah.
Wow. Right, we have a double two-pointer winners here. Kim and Gary both got it spot on in their first guess. Pete, I'm afraid it's not your mum. So I'll give you the multiple choices, Pete. So was that A, Lara Croft, B, Elena Fisher, C, Ellie, or D, Quiet?
B.
B. Elena Fisher from the Uncharted series. It wasn't, no. It was Ellie from The Last of Us, the greatest game ever made on the PlayStation.
That is a correct statement. Yeah. The greatest game ever made,
my
probably.
My game of a generation on PS3 for me. Absolutely loved that game.
Me too.
So 2 points.
One day
to
we'll
Kim,
play a second.
Yeah. So
as soon as I heard her voice, I knew it. I was like, "Oh, it's easy for me."
Me too. I'm like, "God damn it! What's her name?" Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Is it Ashley
who
Johnson
even invented this little segment of the show?
Don't worry, you'll love it next week, Pete, with Halo Week.
Please. Okay, because of that disastrous effort at the quiz. Well done, guys. Well done.
Yeah. Gary got 3 points, Kim got 4, and Pete got zilch.
Oh, okay.
I've caught Robin, and I've moved a bigger lead on Phil, huh? Yeah. Come on. And Rich is still with 0. Come on, Rich.
Well, Kim's storming in front with 14 points now. The nearest person to Kim is Greg with 9, so she's 5-point lead.
He might catch you with Galo next week.
Yeah. They might catch him next week.
You don't have to make that easy.
No, I won't be. What's the call sign for ODST's Shock Trooper number 3 in Act 2, Scene 1? No, I'm joking.
I hope it's not that. No, anyway, no. We've got a lot to talk about, or Gary has, on the news.
Here is the fucking news.
Shit happened. Move on. Next.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah, here is your fucking news. So there's novels in here, and I'm going to try my best to shorten these novels down. But so there was a recent Call of Duty swatting by some freaking clown out in, I don't know actually where the kid's from. Was he in Kansas, or was the victim in Kansas? So
the victim was Kansas.
Tyler, this douche, t- pilot. Can I say, can I curse on this,
yes,
podcast?
Yes, you can.
I can, right?
You can fucking right. swear all you can. Want, you twat.
Fucking this douche, this cunt, Tyler Barris, made a call after becoming involved in a dispute with other video gamers playing Call of Duty, an online match. They had a small, I guess, wager for like not even a lot, like $1.50.
Yeah, something mm-hmm. like that, yeah.
World War II. Kid got his panties up in a bunch. And I guess the kid that he was playing against had a fake address. So when he called in the swatting, they came in, knocked on the door. Wrong person was there. And I believe there was an accidental killing by the police officer to the incorrect home. So this person that called in the swatting has been convicted. He pleaded guilty on Tuesday and will be sentenced on January 30th. There were two other gamers involved, Casey Viner. I guess you don't care about the names, but two other kids from Wichita. They denied the charges against them and are awaiting a trial. So
they reckon this kid's going to get 20 to 30 years, don't they?
Yeah, well, this guy did. He got 20 years. But the one guy, Viner, he was the guy that actually hired this Barris guy to do it. And right. he only got 15 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, if you ask me, I think he should have got way more than that. Because if he hadn't even set the deal up, it would have never happened. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, this is tragic. It's terrible. Sorry to be bringing such bad news to everybody here.
But at least I've got a conviction. That's one thing.
Yep. So any of you cunty douchebags are thinking about doing this, the law is coming for you.
In my opinion, I think if you're with them, you're as bad as them. So they should all get the same sentence. Yeah, but there we go.
Yeah. Yep. All accessories. Aren't
yeah. Yeah. Some news about Death Stranding.
Stupid thing to do. Yeah, Death Stranding. Yeah. Yeah,
Death Stranding. Oh, new gameplay demo. I'm trying to talk too fast here. Tokyo Game Show 2019 is now in full swing. A number of games are being shown at the event, and among them is Death Stranding, which I'm actually really looking forward to now that I'm such a Metal Gear fan. Over the course of the show, game director Hideo Kojima will appear on three streams to showcase the gameplay. The first provided more insight into more of Death Stranding's open-world gameplay, involves navigating mountainous terrains, delivering goods, and sneaking through bases, which will become a treat for the fans of Kojima's Metal Gear Solid titles. That's me. The second Death Stranding demo, meanwhile, focused on a safe house, private area of sorts where players will spend time between missions. So I guess you can go there and I guess probably smoke things and become high. Yeah.
We were getting lots of pictures spammed in the chat from Greg right. about this stream. and to say Greg is no interest in Death Stranding, so he says. There were a lot of pictures of Norman Reedus in the nude by Greg. So I think Greg's secretly quite excited about this game. I think he's going to buy a PS4 just for this game. I know he is.
The demo did not show Norman Reedus gameplay.
No, the pixelated.
He must have been disappointed.
The pixelated is pecking, didn't they?
Yeah. They've airbrushed him as well, haven't they, for this game? He does look a bit smooth, don't he? He's got more wrinkles than that.
I've been meaning to watch
him. Yeah, him walking there, he looks like he's had an ad of paper round, doesn't it?
Yeah, he looks like he's had three.
So, I for one am looking forward to this. I'm not going to buy a game day one because I just don't have time to play games anymore, but I will definitely get it, probably when it goes on sale at Christmas time.
Does anyone actually know what the game is about yet?
No
what the
idea,
purpose
right?
of it is. Because at the moment, like Robin says, it's basically a game about DHL. He's just fucking doing deliveries. He's walking around with a fucking backpack on his back making deliveries.
On his motorcycle, right?
And then occasionally has this baby in this glass thing, and yeah. So, yeah, it's weird.
But I think the mystery about it is all about the hype.
Yeah, there's no doubt in the man behind it, Kojima, is... an insane genius, because some of the stuff he's done in the Metal Gear games is batshit crazy, but they are fantastic. So he's got a cult following as a guy. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see.
I'm on
personally,
board.
I think it's going to be a bit of a letdown, but I hope it isn't.
Right. You never know, right?
Scott Stubby said he's supposed to have a 50-minute cutscene at the start.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds a bit like Metal Gear Solid 5, that does. Well, that was a long scene.
Metal Gear 4 has even longer ones. Have you played Metal Gear 4, Gary?
No, I didn't.
Some of them cutscenes, they are really long. Apparently, if you stitch them all together, there's about 2.5 hours worth. I skip most of the cutscenes in
Metal Gear, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys know, I talked about this in the show. The first time I played the first one, or Metal Gear 5, I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm not liking this at all, but once it got to the real gameplay, it was good. So.
This is how twisted Kojima is. In Metal Gear 4, in the cutscenes, if there's a female character on screen, you know the six-axis PS3 controller? If you wiggled it up and down, a boob's jiggled in the cutscene. That's
He's
how
a fantastic oh, man.
That's how hey, me, crazy this fucking guy
let
is.
Let me see. Kim. Kim.
No.
Kim, stand up.
No.
Dan wants me to make you stand up.
No.
I know he's watching.
No. Sorry. All right. Not happening.
Sorry, Dan.
Move the calendars, boys' tits.
I don't see that. I could do that.
Maybe Mark's tits are wiggling there. I'm not sure. What else we got? We got one more news story here, right? So Discord is going to remove the free game library next month.
Yeah, so it's not the future anymore.
No, I guess. Well, not for free games anymore.
No.
Discord is pulling the free games library from its subscription service, Nitro, next month. It was introduced a year ago. Nitro Games catalog games gave subscribers the chance to play a number of games like Super Meat Boy, Soma, Limbo, without an additional charge. However, it turns out so few subscribers use the service, Discord has now decided to pull the service altogether. So, you're out.
I must admit, I collect all the Twitch Prime games every month, and I don't think I've played any of them.
do you do the Epic ones? Because they keep coming.
I ain't even registered an account on Epic. I hardly go on the PC anymore. I've got that many games on the consoles, I just haven't time. So, I cancelled my Humble Bundle subscription for now until I've caught up, because it's just too much, not enough time. That's the biggest
problem to have.
Yeah, that's the biggest commodity as you get older, is time. Just not got the time.
Mm-hmm. One day my kids are gonna be out of the house and we have all this time. I don't know what I'm gonna do with myself.
And then we end up on a commode.
Well, I've had a few seeds sown into my mind about, there's quite a lot of people at work who are retiring in the next sort of like few years, and they're going at 55. Now I had planned to go at 60. I'm not even 50. I'm 50 next year. But a lot of people saying, well, you'll have all these years service and you'll be able to afford to go at 55 easy. So I've been looking at it and I'm thinking, yeah, it's quite a possibility actually, because my mortgage will be paid off very shortly. I'll have 30 year servicing when I'm 55, so I could probably afford to go at 55. So, and I could always get a 2-day-a-week part time job. So
yeah, nice.
So when I'm 55, I might better catch up on these five games finally. I might better play Max and Curse of the Brotherhood finally in another 5 years' time.
So be around episode 750 then. I wonder what consoles will be out around that time.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, 5 years, it's not that long really, is it?
No,
I hope
not at
you
all.
Get to do it. I know I'm not retiring in 5 years.
Yeah, it's a nice pipe dream, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway.
Have we got one more
That's
item?
The news.
No, that was it.
Daddy? Okay.
For news,
cool.
Yeah.
All right, so the community, questions and feedback. I don't think we got any speak pipes. We've not got any emails.
No, I checked.
No,
nothing.
Facebooks, Twitters, and all that jazz. But why not send us a speak pipe? Why not send us a little email as well? You could email us at podcast@ocpod.com. You can send us a tweet. I'm sure Mark would love that. Or Bongo
at OC underscore podcast. Yeah, Bongo gets most of the tweets.
Oh, there we go then. And you're the Facebook guru.
Me and Kim's fast as anything on Facebook.
She is.
That's fb.ocpod.com.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could just send us some stuff. We want to hear from you as well. It ain't all about us. We're here for you, And we love the input that you give us. So, yeah, it'd be great to hear from any of you. Just send us something. It'd be great.
I've just realised I've still got Death Stranding on the stream and he's still delivering his parcels with his backpack on.
That's a big-ass parcel.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's not in the shower, you know. collecting
water,
his
though.
Pee or something. Yeah.
So we've got some new releases as well. Kim, I hope I'm not going to put you on the spot for that, but do you mind reading through these?
Sure. Your new releases for September 14th through the 21st are... I assume that's AI. I didn't actually look at it too much when I copied them off.
It might be
AI.
It's a big road in England.
Or you know. AI, the Simonian files? We'll go with that. For the PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC on September 17th. Groundhog Day, Like Father, Like Son for the PlayStation VR, Rift, and Vive. September 17th. Overland for the Switch, PC, and Mac on the 19th. Scrolling. Sayonara Wild Hearts. I bet that's Japanese. PlayStation 4 and Switch on the 19th. Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch Remastered. Jeez, try to say that 5 times fast. PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC on the 20th. Reign of Reflections for the PC also on the 20th. Scrolling down. Thank God I didn't put half the list on there like I did before. The Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening for the Switch on the 20th. And The Sojourn for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC also on the 20th. And those are your new releases.
Just one game for the Xbox out of all that.
I know.
Yeah.
What's this Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening? Is that a remake? Because that title seems to ring a bell. I'm not a massive Nintendo player, so... Is that is that from another Nintendo console being remade for Switch?
You might have the wrong group here to ask that question.
I thought Beat was a bit of a Nintendo.
Could be.
I used to be when I was young. Yeah, I was big on my SNES, 64 NES, but no. I'm thinking about getting a Switch, though.
I thought about it, and when I've looked at the pricing and the games and...
Didn't Phil get a Switch?
Yeah, the games are so expensive and they do not drop in value. It's good for the second-hand market, like if you want to resell your game, but yeah, it's so expensive, man.
Before the Switch, I've said to everyone for my 40th, I just want money because I want to buy a Quest, an Oculus Quest. I know you lot have never mentioned VR. I'm a massive fan of table tennis.
You liked that VR at the arcade club that time, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was pretty blown away with it. And yeah, that's one thing that I do want to get. But I'll join the Stuart Fowler fan club around that time, hopefully, if he's still playing. I ain't going to play Beat Saber, but I do like the idea of that table tennis game.
Are you tempted to get it for your PlayStation 4 Pro, or are you tempted to get the Oculus side of things?
No, sorry, the Oculus Quest.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
so you're not going to get PSVR then?
No. I'm going to go.
So does a wire-free thing tempt you more? I'd be more tempted for a wire-free headset.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning more towards that. I think than anything else.
So if you decided to get a Switch, which would you go for then? The original one with a dock, or would you go for the new smaller handheld?
Well, I was asking Mike and. He wasn't really that forthcoming with the advice, and I was looking at the Switch purely because it was, you could probably get most of the same games, and it's a little bit less money, and I probably don't think I'd use it docked.
No.
So I think I'm going to go for the Switch Lite.
I think I'd have gone for the Lite, yeah. Especially because it's got a proper D-pad on it as well, rather than the little Joy-Cons. Yeah. The only thing that's put me off is, you thought that'd be a lot cheaper than what it is from the normal Switch, but it's only Is it $50? About 35, 40 quid cheaper? I'm not sure.
Well,
on
from
UK
what I've
pricing.
Seen with Switches with games are around $279, and you can pick up the Switch Lite without any games for £200. So,
so it's quite a significant saving.
Yeah, it ain't that bad.
Yeah. I do like the look of a light one, to be honest.
I'm thinking about, I don't know, I might take the plunge before EGX, who knows?
Yeah,
have
a Mario Kart party in the... In the Sausage Fest house.
Yeah.
For those interested, the Legend of Zelda game is a remaster.
It is, so, right, okay. I thought I'd heard of that title before. Like, so I'm not a massive Nintendo fan, but...
Yep.
But I do like the look of... this is Mike's fault, because he streamed it. And I think he streamed it on Extra Life a couple of years ago. He played Mario Odyssey on his Switch. and that looked a really cool game. I really like Look of That.
Yeah, it is a good game, actually. Yeah, Street Fighter's pretty cool on the Switch as well, and Mario Kart is amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, there we go. The only thing that is worrying me about the light is that I won't be able to play all of the games, because I know that you can't play all of them. But
why not? Oh, because of the motion control. Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I still might go for the light anyway for what I'm going to play it for. But Oculus Quest, Quest first, I think.
Yeah.
Before anything else. But anyway. Online, you could probably get us pretty much on any console playing. Gears 5, it's looking like at the minute, and Torchlight 2. We mentioned our handles online, and we've got a WhatsApp group as well. If you're interested, email us, send us a WhatsApp message if you've got our numbers, whatever. Get in touch with us, and you know there's plenty of games that we play. Just jump on board, even if you're not up to talking. Keep yourself on mute, whatever. We played the whole of Horde, 50 levels. Yeah. Me, Mark, and Phil. And Phil wasn't even on the mic.
No.
So you could just hear what we were saying. So if you're not that comfortable in talking, just jump on. You know, we don't mind at all. So it's all good with us. Let's move on to our challenges then, Mark.
Yeah. So we're on challenge number 27 for Trials Rising. This week's track was Siberian Skies. And I never got a chance to even play it. I'm gutted. But we have had only 7 players this week, so we've got a top 7. So in 7th place, our very own Mr. Wine Expert, Greg DeLacy, Murphy's Law, with a alcohol bursting 40.899. In 6th place is Snoogans with 37.176. In 5th place, the Ginger One, the Legit Chinny, 35.313 seconds. In 4th place, he's back from his holidays, and he's on a mission to destroy Greg. Martin C. 1984, 32.928. 3rd place, Chubstead 999, 32.091. And in 2nd place, Womble MK3, 30.656 seconds. And just beating him by 300th of a second is Lewis. Playing skills, 30.362 seconds. So well done to Lewis. The next track, number 28, will be on Wheels of Steel using a Rhino bike. And there are more tracks left than what I thought. I've found another 2 on the map, which I didn't realise. So there's still another 3 to do. There's 3 more after this one now. But yeah, this week is Wheels of Steel. So get your best time in by 7 p.m. next Sunday. If you're not already on this list and you want to take part, just send me a message on Twitter at Mechanics, or on our Facebook page, or join our WhatsApp group, and you can ask to join. Wipeout, the second challenge has just passed this week. This was on the track An Ulfa Pass in Wipeout HD Time Trial Mode of Speed Class Venom. And again, sadly, only 2 other people took part. Sarah, RCGC, 1 minute 54.42. I was second, 1 minute 52.95, but in first place, Mr. I Win Everything, Tuscan 77, 1 minute 42.43, 10 seconds faster. Now, he did send me a message saying he thinks he knows why he's beating us big time. He plays this in VR. He's got the Sony PlayStation VR, and he says you can play this in VR, and it's a lot easier to see around the corners and hit all the speed pads. But like I said last week, if we didn't have any more people taking part, it's too much of a time waste to do this. So I'm afraid there won't be a third challenge. I'm going to drop this. I've got enough on with the trials one and everything else. So, yeah, if someone can come up with a challenge for PlayStation players and we're going to get enough people to do it, I will look at doing something else in future. But at the moment, I'm going to sadly drop this one. Sorry.
No, that's a fair show. There's a lot of admin work that goes behind it, so thank you, Mark, as well for doing that. And yeah, it's just one of those things. Yeah. All right, let's move on to Victory Achieved. Okay, what is it? Well, it's a contest where you can win cash.
Real cash.
It's a quarterly event, and this contest is running between the 1st of July and 30th of September. It's Twitter-based. So all you need to do is complete a computer game. You need to get to the credits. You need to have a mobile phone to take a selfie of yourself. You have to include your face along with the credits, not just your eyeball like Mark. And
did you see my Gears of War one?
I did.
I spent quality time on that. I photoshopped my head onto Marcus Phoenix. I even layer masked the bandana in and everything.
We should put you in twice for that. That's good.
I'm going to get that on the stream. I was that proud of that.
So you just need to take a selfie of yourself with the credits behind you. And then, like I say, with your mobile phone, you need to install Twitter. And you could send it to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved. And we will enter you into this contest. So you can win $20 or £15 on a gift card for PSN, Xbox Live or Steam. So this is cash that we're going to give out to one lucky person out of a draw with all of the people that enter within this time. So this week we've got quite a few and it is Gears heavy.
Just a bit.
But we'll start with Caliburn M, completed Devil May Cry 5. And then Hardly Dan, wow, this is incredible. Hardly Dan completed Gears of War 1, Gears of War 2, and Gears of War 3.
Wow.
All in one week. That's incredible. I want to know what difficulty that you did those on, because that's great. Well done for that. That's cool. I'm going to mention me first because I completed it first, and I deserve it. Gears of War 5. I completed Gears of War 5 on the Monday, early hours of Monday morning, so I just missed last week. But followed by Mark Annex, Mark Wright completed Gears. Yep. Fletch, _90, good old Dan, completed Gears 5. Dave O'Mac completed Gears 5 as well. Duke from the Veteran Gamers completed Human Resource Machine, whatever that is. He does play some weird games, Duke. I mean, he's stuck on Rocket League for his entire home life. So I don't know what this human resource machine is. Probably something that he uses at school. I'm sorry. I smell like beef. Mark, he completed Detroit Become Human. Mm-hmm. Stayed up till nearly 3 o'clock in the morning last night, messaging me. He was like, Oh, Peter. He was messaging me like crazy. And then Shell punched me around the eye and she says, can you put your phone on silent? I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm only kidding, Mark. You message when you want. I love it. Caliburn M, again, right at the end of the list, completed Bully. So even if you appear on this list twice, three times like Hardly Dan completing all of those Gears of War, you get entered into the contest that many times. So there we go. There's all of our contestants for this week. And if you've missed Greg's voice this week, I'm sure Mark will be able to give us a bit of a flavour of him.
Tomorrow!
You all have a victory's achieved! Victory's achieved! You have a victory's achieved!
So there we go. We're going to start closing off the show. Be part of the conversation as we broadcast weekly on twitch.tv/overseapodcast. Like I said, you can get us on mixer.com/overseapodcast and youtube.com/overseapodcast. 9 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 6 p.m. on Easter Island, and 7 a.m. in Australia if you're down and out in Melbourne. iTunes, come on, just send us a review, please. I don't think we've had a review for ages, have we?
I don't think we've changed, to be honest.
Might be our bad. I'll tell you what, just send us one and give us a bit of stick if we've not already done that. But send us an iTunes review. We've got clubs, communities. You just got to search for us. We've mentioned it enough times in the show, but it'd be great to hear from you. And Nicole gives us a great little pitch. I'm sure Mark will play this now.
Yeah.
Probably.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, huh?
Okay, Gary, I want to hear your little voice again. It's Hello. Been great tonight. Oh, come on, let's give us some shout-outs.
So, wait, real quick, Patrick Mahomes, dude, he's lighting it up. So I'm going to give him a shout-out because he's the only hope to beat the Patriots, okay? And Kim knows what I'm talking about. And I'm a Broncos fan, and I'm not supposed to like him because he's in my division. But you know what? He really is the only chance we have to beat the Patriots. So I'm on board with the Chiefs this year. It's okay. I'm going to shout out you guys. Thanks for having me on. It was a pleasure. Glad I could be here. I'm sure I have more games all over the place, and I probably won't be back for another 2 months, but I will be back. And if you do want to hear my voice, I do have another podcast. It's called The World According to Gar. It's a Garcast, really. It's not a podcast. It's just a little different. It's a 30-minute little thing, and it's out there on iTunes and everywhere else. So go check us out if you want something a little different. I will throw this over to Kim. Kim, what do we got? Shatters, and you take it away.
Alrighty. Yes, we've had quite a few shatters. RCGC, Scott Stubby, Pablo Plays Video Games, Commander Root, Lurks, McWallace 420, S1 Fega, Blue Shirts 102, Zane Kyber, VNK, Virgo Pros, and Host Me Raffle, which I am pretty sure is a bot. But anyway, so those are our shatters for today. Thanks for coming along and jumping in chat and, you know, chatting, of course. I want to shout at you guys. It's always fun. And for God's sake, Gary, you finally made a podcast. So, you know, I guess we can't pick on you for that anymore, can we? Other than that, hopefully we all have a good week because fall's coming and I'm not looking forward to it because it means I've got to wear pants.
Hey, we've noticed it's getting quite chilly on a night now in Britain.
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
Are you finding that, Pete? It's getting cold
on a night. I'm still in shorts.
Yeah, but it's still cold on a night, though.
Yeah. You know, I'm still in shorts, too, but it's coming.
It blurred it out that it looked like it was censoring you. It looked like someone fell out of your shorts.
It was Tom Hanks.
So, anyway, that's it for me. How about you there, Mark?
Yeah, you can find me on all the gaming platforms and Twitter as Markanix. I want to give a big shout out to Pete and Phil for the great 50 Waves of Horde, and we got the achievement for it, and it popped as well with no problems. So that was great. Thank you very much. A shout out to Gary, because every time he's on a podcast with us, he always looks that little bit older and greyer because he's that long since between podcasts.
I've turned 50 since the last time I was on, probably.
Yeah. And a shout out to Kim because she's halfway through the month, so it won't be long before she gets the next fireman going. On a calendar. Everyone in the chat, and I'll let you take us out, Pete.
Oh, this is weird, because I normally screw this little bit up, don't I? And I can't pass it on to anybody else, no. and I really can't now this time. So
pressure's on.
I'm going to shout out Kira, because, it's stepdaughter's 21st tomorrow. Congratulations. She's a big Cliff fan as well. And she's got to grow the fuck up now. And I'm going to shout out you guys for nominating me to host the show. You really are scraping the barrel, Greg. I hope I've done this podcast proud by hosting tonight. I felt quite nervous actually earlier on tonight, but there we go.
You've done great.
The whole show is out of the way now, and I've not got to worry about it. So 544 is at an end. Take us out, Mark.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.